Once upon a time, there was an evil queen. And this is her story. The Diary of a Wicked Queen.
So Wednesday, the 13th of October, 2021. So I'm just checking in here at home before I go to rehearsal because I thought I would. I just thought actually I'd share with you where my head was at. So I'm going to rehearsal tonight. I'm really pleased. I'm going to be getting out. I've been sitting on my bum for the whole day and I'm so excited that I'm actually going to go out and do something and meet a load of people because it's been quite a solitary day. So I'm really pleased that I've got something to look forward to tonight. Woohoo! That I'm going to be going out and meeting people. And it's also used to be, Wednesdays was always my improv night. I belong to an improv group and they happen to be at the same theatre. So that's where we normally do our classes. So they will all be there tonight. So after my rehearsal, I can go to the bar and meet all of my normal friends. So that'll be lovely, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, so that's quite exciting. But what that means is Wednesday nights will mean that I don't come back here to do the post-rehearsal podcast update. That'll be the first time that I do it on a different piece of equipment. So we're going to see exactly how problematic that is, or not, as the case may be. It might be easy peasy. I think it'd be easy to use the equipment. It'll be actually finding somewhere relatively quiet and a good environment at the theatre, because there's a play on tonight, plus there's all these rehearsals. So finding a little corner for me to do a little diary update before I go to the bar, which, to be perfectly honest, I think is a good move before I go to the bar. that'll be my problem, finding that little space. But otherwise, it should be all right. I'm feeling a bit tired, actually, right at this point in time. So, and I'm behind, to be honest. I shouldn't be taking the time to do this because I really need to get ready. So I'm going to go and get ready now and I will see you later. Bye-bye. So, okay, so there is nowhere in the theatre for me to squirrel myself away. So I'm sitting outside near box office, actually. And because the play that's in the theatre tonight hasn't come down yet, it's relatively quiet, but there are people in the bar, so this will be really interesting if you, there will be sort of ambient sound. So there isn't much to report, to be honest. It was quite a short rehearsal for me. When I turned up, they were just finishing off a song, as they were last time. And then we were doing the very first scene. That's a scene with Snow White, and it's a very short scene for me. It was just one where I sort of, yeah, I come on, I surprise the dame, I throw everybody out, I find them all, and then I threaten Snow White. So it's one of those scenes where I interact with the audience, which of course doesn't exist at the moment. And so it was good. It went well. We only did it through two or three times, and that was pretty much my rehearsal, to be honest. I did a few singing bits and bobs with the rest of the cast. Yeah, it's slightly nerve-wracking, actually, the first time you walk anything through. And you've got to kind of keep your nerve that it will actually all come good, because everybody's a bit static. And to be honest, until you know your words, those scenes, any of these scenes, particularly in panto, well, I suppose with any play, really, the scenes just don't really fly until you know your words and you know what you're doing. So it's always slightly awkward, these first few rehearsals, where actually you're getting to grips with the character and just, you know, getting to grips with everybody else's character as well. I mean, the dame, his accent is completely different than it was at the read-through. He's obviously tried it out at the read-through and thought, no, that doesn't really quite work. I'm going to do something different. And even when I left, they were still discussing what accent he might try. Because it needs to be, yeah, well, it needs to be funny. The dame's always the funny part. So It all needs to be quite amusing. So there's a lot of experimentation at the moment, even for a pantomime, which would seem relatively straightforward. There's still a lot of experimentation. So it was a bit messy, I suppose. And I never feel super confident at this stage. I always think, yeah, it could go anyway. I'm fairly confident that eventually it'll become good. It's just that you've got to kind of push your way through these early rehearsals. And we were told that we need to know our lines books down in, I think, about 3 weeks' time, maybe 4 weeks' time. But actually, the sooner I can get my book down, the better, because that will make a massive difference for everyone. The sooner we can all get our books down, the better. Anyway, that was it. And I'd be really interested to see how this sounds, because this is pretty much how a lot of the rehearsals are going to pan out now. I'm going to have to sit in the foyer. The foyer, that was the word I was thinking. I couldn't think at the beginning, outside the box office, the foyer. So I'm sitting in the foyer, and I should think that will be the pattern, and everybody's coming out of the theatre now. So I will sign off. So thank you very much for listening, and see you next time. Bye.